Welcome back. Markets are breaking down on this Russia-Ukraine situation, and the S&P 500 is now in the correction zone. Is there any short-term relief coming, though? Matt Malley is chief market strategist at Miller Tabak and joins us now. Always good to see you here, Matt. You write in your note out this morning here that the market, there's been a line drawn in the sand here. Do you think those January lows hold here for the markets?
Well, they could certainly hold over the very near term. You just don't know what's going to come out of this situation in Russia. But, I really think this is the number three issue on any kind of intermediate term basis, being the Fed being much more important. And as Jeff Courage is talking about inflation, that doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. So the Fed's still going to be tightening, it's just a matter of how aggressive. They're going to be aggressive. It's just they're going to be all three really aggressive. China's still an issue now that we're past the Olympics. We got some problems starting to show up again there. And so this is kind of a third issue. And we look at the NDX, the NASDAQ 100, which is, where we have the 100 biggest stocks in the NASDAQ and really highly weighted in those big tech names. It got right down to those January lows yesterday. And so if it breaks below that level, it really shows you how important that's a key line in the sand. So if it breaks below that level in any kind of meaningful way, if a small break won't be a big deal. That's going to really, that key lower low is really going to, worry a lot of people, even though there's a certain amount of bearishness out there. You get lower lows. That's a key technical indicator that we still have further to go.
So I guess the question is, Matt, when you have those three big issues that the market's already grappling with, then you put the Russia-Ukraine unpredictability on top of that, what does that do to strategy? Does it change strategy in any significant way, or does it just sort of, emphasize the strategy moves that you're already making to sort of weather volatility?
Yeah, Julie, the second part of that, I think, is it really just emphasizes, that kind of the perils or the headwinds that we're facing in the marketplace right now. One of my concerns with what's going on in Russia and the Russia and Ukraine is that, as much as people would love to see that maybe this is something where Putin's going to take over these two provinces and that's going to be the end of it. Maybe that's the case. But it seems to me that the past is any prologue. He's going to stretch this thing out for a while. So even though we could see, as Jeff had said, we could see $5 moves up or down in crude oil, but crude oil is not going to fall 40%. I mean, way back in the Gulf War, first Gulf War, stock market went down and oil went way up only because of the situation with what was going on in Iraq. Today, this is not the only situation that the stock market is down and oil prices are up is because of this Ukraine situation. They were already making those moves, and therefore they're going to stay. We're not going to see oil fall out of bed. As Jeff said, maybe it goes down $5 or so. But all these other issues are going to keep these headwinds in front of us. And like I said, I just don't see the situation disappearing anytime soon.
Given that setup, Matt, do you continue to stay long commodities and rotate out of tech?
I think you do. I mean, again, you don't want to, you have so many great tech companies and you want to keep a certain base, the Apples and the Microsofts and the Amazons and Nvidia. You want a certain base thing, but it doesn't mean you can't cut back a little bit on those in that area. And commodities on a long-term basis, as Jeff Curry just said, we're in a secular bull market in commodities. It's actually been going on since June of 2020, and we're still in the very early innings. So I do think making that rotation, raising a little bit of cash because higher interest rates. Again, don't fight the Fed. People we can't forget that, but it works in both directions. And when the Fed's out there, you can raise a little bit of cash. So if and when the stock market does see a lower low, you'll be able to take advantage of it. And you won't be the one selling, at the bottom, you'll be the one buying.
And I'm curious if there are other asset classes right now that are attractive to you. I mean, we've talked to you, Matt, about Bitcoin before, which has obviously been struggling much more as of late. Is it something you're looking at since it's lower now than it was?
Yeah, I mean, I do like it long term. I mean, one of my favorite things to look at is what are the what are the really smart people doing? And the one of the things is that we're seeing a lot of members of Congress, who are putting their personal money into Bitcoin, and maybe they're doing that before they get restricted on certain things. That kind of tells you on the regulatory standpoint, what does that mean for it? So that's bullish very long term. However, near term, we do still have risk down to about 30,000. That's going to be a real key support level. I think it holds that. But we still have a lot of people. More and more data is showing that especially individual investors, they're underwater now. They bought it at higher prices, so their average price is higher. So they're feeling the strain. They're starting to unwind some of those positions. So I think it could move a little bit lower. But I do think it will present a great buying opportunity over the long term. And when you got members of Congress dipping their toe into this area. And more than just a mild way, I always like to follow that money.
All right, we'll leave it there. Matt Maley, Miller Tabak chief strategist. Keep that coffee flowing. It's going to be a long week. We'll talk to you soon.